Well, next week, the Cass County Fair will be getting underway in Atlantic, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the activities that are going to be going on. Megan Muherter is with us. She is a member of the Fair Board here in Cass County. It's a lot of work putting this all together, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. We plan all year long for it. Different activities all year to pick all of our events that we will have for Fair Week.
And even getting up close, you'd think, well, by the time you get to within about a week or so of the fair starting, everything's all put together. But I look around this giant room that you had here the other night, all these people around. Everybody has their task. Everybody has their department. Still putting the finishing touches on things, making sure everything runs smoothly.
Yeah, we plan all the events and get everything prepared. But the last 2 weeks, it's crunch time and everything always seems to come down to those last 2 weeks when we have to perfect everything and get everything set up and make sure all the superintendents have everything they need and just the finalizing touches on everything.
Let's talk about some of the events, activities, things going on at the fair. There are a lot of things that are pretty traditional that folks will recognize and come to expect each and every year. But are there many changes this year that folks will see?
There's a lot of things that are the same, but we've added to them. Like the rodeo is also going to have the bucking bronc again and the barrel racers and the mutton busting beforehand with the little kids. So that's always fun to watch. And then Sunday night entertainment, instead of doing our usual comedian or hypnotist, we are doing an All-American Lumberjack show. So they are coming in and filling up a huge area of water and going to compete doing that. So it's something different and not something you see at every county fair.
So this will be one of those traditional kind of lumberjack shows like we see on television on some of these different channels. There'll be the log rolling, there'll be all kinds of that stuff?
Yes, and they do different competitions along those lines, and then when they're all done, they're going to invite some youth down to try to do a youth activity with it. So that'll be fun, too.
That will be entertaining all by itself, too. It's not as easy as it looks. You started talking about entertainment there. You mentioned the bull riding event with all the other things that will be going on around it. That'll be on Friday night. Sunday night is the All-American Lumberjack Show. What other grandstand entertainment will folks enjoy?
Saturday night is our tractor pull, which is no longer actually in the grandstand. We built a new track a couple years ago, and that attendance has far surpassed the rodeo. We have a pretty big outfit coming. They come from all over Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, and then here in Iowa as well. And we have a very large turnout crowd for that. So this year they are bringing bigger tractors as well. So I didn't know they could get any bigger, but I guess they can.
Every year they get bigger, they get louder.
Louder, yes.
Well, the kids really like that kind of stuff too, don't they?
They do, yeah. They really enjoy it. Everybody really gets into it. And even if you don't necessarily like tractor pulls or the idea of it, people still come out to watch. It's entertaining.
It's a spectacle.
It is, very much.
It's not your garden variety tractor pull. It's something you're going to see here. There are some other things going on in the evenings, too. Of course, on Thursday night, kind of get started outside there with recognizing some of those youngsters who have been working their way through the process through 4-H with the senior recognition and some of those awards. We've got the King and Queen contest. The Little Miss and Mister contest, that's proven to be kind of popular, hasn't it?
Yes, every year it seems to grow. We have little girls that come dressed as a princess or in their boots and blue jeans. So it just kind of depends, and they introduce themselves and answer a question, and then we don't really have a process of picking who wins. We just draw a name out of a hat, and that's who wins, and then they get to go with the king and queen to give awards away.
And they have a good time with it, and they like to get recognized, too, during the course of the week. Let's talk about some of the other things that folks will enjoy at the fair. There are so many things going on. Traditionally, we have some of the large livestock shows separated out day to day, and that kind of matches with some of the specials at the food stand. That's always been popular.
Yeah, every day that whatever show is going on that day is what correlates with the noon special at the food stand. So, on Sundays when it's a swine show, we have our Windsor chop special for lunch, and same with, the beef and the chicken and noodles, all that. It correlates with whatever show is going on that day. And then a couple other things that are new. On Sunday morning, Dance Atlantic is coming to perform, and they had a huge turnout last year, and they're always fun to watch. And then Monday night after the Beef Show, Villa Dance is going to perform. So those are two fun things to watch, and the kids always love to see a good crowd coming out for that.
Well, you guarantee half the kids in town will be there between one of those two performances.
Yeah. Every year we try to do something that might incorporate kids that aren't necessarily in 4-H, and so that's two huge things. And then the youth water fights that the Atlantic Fire Department puts on also brings in quite a bit of kids that aren't necessarily in 4-H, but lets them be involved as well.
I mean, let's face it, the fair would have dried up and blown away long ago if it only depended on kids involved in 4-H and FFA. You have to do outreach.
Yes, definitely. And along that line, there's a new carnival coming, which also draws in kids that aren't necessarily in 4-H, but it gets them to the fairgrounds, and they kind of get a feel for fair. And so, we're looking forward to the new carnival. It's supposed to be bigger this year and a new company, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, it's always attractive. It's a good recruiting tool, too. Once you get the kids on the fairgrounds, they see what things are like. Maybe they want to get involved more in some of those activities. Now, with regard to the carnival, there is a cost, of course, for the carnival. We pay for the food. All of the entertainment you talked about, that's all free.
It is all free. You don't have to pay to park. You don't have to pay a gate admission. And you do not have to pay for the nightly events. Thanks to all of our sponsors, they donate a ton of money to keep our fair free. And as well as all the volunteers. I mean, we could not do it without the volunteers in the food stand, the volunteers on the grounds, everybody that volunteers to auction at different events. It's just pretty amazing seeing a community come together to keep our fair free.
Yeah, and you get so many volunteers from the community that come out and help to work in the food stand, for example, in addition to all the volunteers out here on the grounds, right down to the night cleanup crews. I mean, people that nobody ever sees, but they do very, very important work here. There's so many people that volunteer to do all this. You would think that if the food stand is the primary way to generate revenue, well, the food's got to be pretty expensive, but it's not.
It's not. No, I mean, you know, your average meal's $6-$7, and I mean, Every noon, it's packed. Breakfast is always, you know, you have your regulars every year that come to breakfast every day. And then, obviously, at supper time, it's packed, and there's a huge line. And in addition to the chuck wagon, too, they have a huge line also. And that is what keeps the fair free.
Absolutely, and the FFA food stand is still relatively new, and they draw in a big crowd. And that money, too, helps to perpetuate the fair. Let's talk a little bit about the nightly specials, too. You talked about the afternoon, noon specials. We still have, like, the hot beef at night, right?
Yes, there's always hot beef at night. You can get your hamburgers, hot dogs, all that kind of stuff, too. But every night there's hot beef, and we typically sell out by 10 o'clock when we shut down. We cook through the night. We always have roasters going and people smoking meat. So it's literally, for the week, a 24/7 function. I mean, there's always somebody doing something, getting ready for the next day.
I really like the smell of that brisket that's being smoked out there on the fairgrounds. I hope we're doing that again.
Yes, we are. And so, I mean, it's definitely, like you said, with the night guards, there's always somebody on the grounds doing something during fair week, whether it's 3 o'clock in the morning and they're moving bleachers for the next event in the morning or getting anything ready. It's continuous.
Well, you mentioned the new, bigger, better midway opportunities this year, too, with the carnival out there. There is a charge for that. Now, they can get tickets and stuff ahead of time, right? Yes. They don't have to wait and stand in line.
Correct. Actually, if you get them ahead of time, it's much cheaper. We purchased, as a fair board, a certain amount of tickets that we're pre-selling now, and just at our cost. And you can buy them at Hy-Vee, Simply Hair, and up here at the Extension office. So if you buy them now, you will save quite a bit of money in the long run versus buying them the day that the carnival starts. Then it changes over to whatever they charge for them. So if you are a carnival goer, I would suggest buying them ahead of time.
Let's face it, the kids, once they get a look at it, they're going to want to go. They're going to want to see what's there. So you might as well save yourself a couple of bucks while the kids are having fun.
Yes, definitely. You can buy wristband packages and just the ticket packages. So Hy-Vee Customer Service, I know, has stacks of those, and up here at the Extension office as well.
Excellent. Lots of stuff going on. Boy, once they start, it's just a jam-packed look in the schedule. Now, there are posters up. You've got the traditional fair books, but I see their little pamphlets, little trifold pamphlets that are nice and easy. They have the schedule right there. I think that's kind of new this year. I don't remember seeing too many of those in the past, but that's easy for folks to keep in their pocket so they always know what's happening.
Yes, it's easy to, you know, keep in your purse, pocket, diaper bag, whatever you have to carry. So you know what's going on, and you know the specials, and there's a map on there if you don't know where to go. They're handy.
You betcha. So make plans, come on out, and keep patronizing the food stands on the grounds, too. They appreciate it, and, of course, it helps to keep and fund all these things that go on as well. Plus, you're getting a pretty good bargain and a pretty good meal when you come on out. It's a lot of fun. What's your favorite part of the fair?
My favorite part of the fair is probably Friday night. It's kind of always been my baby for the fair. I've always helped organize it and talk to the rodeo company and organize that and organize all the mutton busting stuff. And so I really like watching that come together after months of preparing and organizing and getting it ready and watching all the cowboys show up and then seeing the huge crowd come and everybody gets into it. So it definitely makes the months of preparation worth it.
I thought you were going to say when it's over, because then everybody goes away with a smile on their face. They had another good time for another summer, and then we could start planning next year's.
Yeah, I mean, the beginning of Fair Week, it's kind of daunting because you see everything that, you know what's coming and what has to happen. But in all reality, come Monday night after the beef show, it's a little sad because it's a year's worth of planning, and then it's over, and I tell everybody this is my week of vacation. I take it off work, and this is what I love doing, or I wouldn't do it. So, I love it, but I'm also a little sad when it's over, but a little happy as well.
By the way, before it gets over, we have one last important thing we should probably plug, too. If we're going to support the fair, support the kids. The livestock sale comes up, what, Tuesday morning?
Tuesday morning is the livestock sale, yes, and that's also probably one of my favorite things is watching the kids go through and being able to sell the livestock that they've worked all year with and seeing smiles on their faces. You know, it's always sad when you see the younger ones have tears in their eyes because they're selling the animal that they've worked with all year. But as they grow in 4-H, they realize that's part of it. And I really enjoy watching the kids being able to see the proceeds that they get from hard work all year.
Absolutely. That's Tuesday, July 31st, so make sure you get out there for that and everything that comes before it, too. Megan, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Good luck with fair.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it, and it'll be here before we know it.